very helpful. Similarly, Dharmakirti's Pramanavatika, which is very helpful, and also
and also the
400 verses on the Middle Way by Aryadeva, and Mahayana Sutra Alamkara, the ornament of Mahayana Sutras by Maitreya. So these texts would be very helpful. But the most important text really is Chandadeva's Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. So, and it is through the study of these texts that one will be able to engage in the practices that would help us develop and enhance this particular aspect of compassion, which is the sense of connectedness and sense of empathy and concern towards other sentient beings. And then the other aspect of compassion practice is deepening one's insight into the nature of suffering, because compassion, as I defined earlier, is a state of mind that aspires other sentient beings to be free of suffering. So in order to deepen one's experience of compassion, one must have some idea and deep understanding of what is that suffering that you wish others to be free of. And for this we can reflect on the verses 7 and 8 of Tsongkhapa's three principal aspects of the path, where we had a discussion earlier. Therefore it reads, the verse 7 reads, "They are swept along the four fierce river currents, chained tightly in the past deeds, hard to undo, and stuffed in a steel cage of grasping itself, and smothered in the pitch black ignorance." And then verse 8 reads, "In a limitless round they are born, and in their births are tortured by the three sufferings without a break. Think how your mother feel. Think of what is happening to them. Try to develop this highest wish."
Oh yeah. 但是呢，今天参的呀，多得不了，必须要通的吧。
We will now go back to the prayer. Prayer for the flourishing of virtues.
树谷
So the verse 11 is the aspiration to generate altruistic intention of bodhicitta. It reads, "May I free all beings from the ocean of samsara, sailing the ship of learning, reflection and meditation, hoisting a powerful sail of pure altruistic intention and propelled by the winds of unstinting vigor." And then the next verse reads, which is verse 12, "The more I study and the more I give, and the more my spirit is enhanced by pure discipline and critical insight, the more liberated may I be from thoughts of arrogance." And this is very critical, because since the practice that we are engaging in is the cultivation, the development of bodhicitta, the altruistic intention, and since altruistic intention is a sentiment that is dedicated to bringing about the welfare of limitless sentient beings, therefore it is very critical for the practitioner, for such a practitioner, to ensure that never in your thought, even in your deepest thoughts, there is any idea of being sense of superior to other sentient beings. One should not have any sense of superiority in relation to other sentient beings for whom you are developing this concern. And therefore, arrogance and pride is one of the the greatest obstacles for the practice of bodhicitta. Therefore, the verse says that because the danger is that when we engage in positive acts and the more we become qualified, the more we become learned, or whether we engage in some positive activity, charitable act and so on, sometimes there is the danger of generating a sense of self-importance and being arrogant. Therefore, it is important to observe this and try to overcome any thoughts of arrogance.
No, yeah. That's what we're saying.
So we will now read from some of the questions.
背景刚刚想要，背景你的招式刚刚想要，每天早上会去写背景，我刚想要什么的。
Can negative emotions be expressed safely with no harm to self or others?
没什么空说噻。 但你们其他我这个，但是控制住的，但能力下降的，这俺们在明星那里啊，明星这个经验出来的，你这样，充个那是平常，是俺们学军有那些些，听着的，有些些。没那些，你们是啥的啦？看他，告诉我，控，让我休息休息，大家没得啥呢？那看他，你们的态度你不带起来吧？都。 이거 봐, 뇨몬 기회 다양해지 봐, 대신에 치료 받는 줄 차단 대신에 그 다루라 할 수 있다. 그 수술 전에 좀 해봐. 당연, 딩내배 차단으로 차고 싶을 때, 치료내배 깨끗이 시작이 되면 이내 때 대안 들으시지. 그러다, 지난 미소 못 채니, 근데 이내는 미소 가가로 다 하고, 가세 뜻이 시작이네, 하고 약으로 지러다. 이내 띠, 뇨몬 당돌려니 뇨몬 치료 때 배기지 말고 다고.
Although I do not understand the question fully, I think it's a very complex matter. As the Tibetans would say that if a conch shell is blocked, the most effective way to solve the problem is just to blow it. Blow into the conch shell to undo the blockage. So in the same manner, there might be cases where if your resentment or anger is directed towards, is directed, sort of focused more towards a past experience of whether a feeling of hurt or some injustice done to you, then instead of kind of delving onto that kind of experience through in a kind of a negative way, perhaps in under such circumstances it may be more beneficial to express so that you let out your resentment and your anger. But having said that, generally speaking, it is far more better to try to keep a check on these powerful emotions, because the fact is that even you might express these without any sense of restraint, that expression of by simply letting it out, simply expressing it perpetually, is in fact not going to diminish the force of these negative emotions. It's not going to make you less prone to these emotions. So what is more effective is to try to maintain a discipline and try to distance oneself and have some kind of control, some kind of restraint, so that that you do not let yourself be kind of overtaken by these powerful emotions. However, if it is the case that if you feel very strong emotions inside, and if you don't, then you try to act to the contrary by putting on a kind of a facade of tranquility and a sense of ease, then sometimes this may be more of a problem. It may be a problem in itself, because then you will be acting in a duplicitous manner. There will be a kind of a hypocrisy. So under such circumstances, that even though you are not willfully and embracing these powerful emotions, maybe under such circumstances it is better to express, so that at least there is a kind of a honesty between what you feel and what you show.
Yeah.
Can you distinguish between self-cherishing or ego-cherishing and self-esteem?
特别是要有的话，可能，还是能用上这让心经先的，就是这点的，先的切的些，让就多，让就不少的出来嘛，少不着。但是先别的成就成就，成就是啥子？人的成就成就啥子练过了，啥子？
definitely there is a distinction between the two, and I feel that the ego, the negative aspect of the ego that we are speaking about, the need to get rid of, is the kind of egoistic thought, ego-centered thought, where there is no hesitation to be oblivious to the need and concerns of other people. There is a sense of kind of indifference to other people's feelings and their fate. And that kind of self-centeredness, that kind of ego, egoistic thought, is negative. However, and there is another kind of ego, or self, sense of self, which is important. For example, when we talk about the bodhicitta, we are talking about the altruistic intention. And one of the aspects of the altruistic intention is the aspiration to attain Buddhahood. So there is a need for you to have a strong sense of self that wishes to attain Buddhahood for the benefit of all sentient beings. So there is a need for a strong ego or a strong sense of self. So I think it is important to distinguish between the two. And also, if the individual has no sense of concern for oneself, if there is no self-esteem, there is no kind of affection towards oneself, then there is simply no possibility that such a person could feel concern and affection for others, because simply there is no basis for the possibility of having such an altruistic thought towards other sentient beings. And and this is perhaps related also to the problem that often people speak about, which is the problem of self-hatred and low self-esteem. So these are all connected. Thank you for your presence today. Have you attained perfect Buddhahood? Still very far away.
草龙中文考察，对不对？但草龙中文，早前呢，草龙中文见面呢，是不是让人家给把它考察的？Of
course, if you look at the text, we find the whole sort of typography of the levels of path. There's the part of accumulation, the part of preparation, the part of seeing, part of meditations, and so on. I don't think I'm even on the first path, which is the path of accumulation. But definitely I do have a tremendous commitment and eagerness to be on the path. My son of 21 years old died 2 months ago. What can I do to help my own suffering?
当说是钓鹅去的，就那个在西街看说的呀，就修路专门的扩道路约的吧，就那也没呢。那就那个上的上单用过了吧？
And of course, if you are a religious practitioner, then if you are a Buddhist, then you can perhaps the teachings on the rebirth, the possibility of a consciousness after death and so on, these thinking about these could be helpful. And then if you are a believer in the theistic religions, of course you will find sources of inspiration from again theistic approaches.
嗯，什么是学是给你的吧
？Other than that, I have nothing specific to recommend.
也有啦，是吧
？When one takes commitments for practices which are repeated every day, 看见这个是？
看见。
那我您在吃过一顿了吧？练起去。My mind sometimes becomes dull in the visualization.Do you have any advice to overcome this?
当然是这样的，空气有时那么多精力啊，但那么多点精力啊，哎，但是确实有些呢，我总感觉点多啊，对，但是多可能我们家的呢，上班去，对，只能那个其他人没中间，因为我看对嘛，他大概嘛这个他起码抓这个手机，但你讲讲那么长七八年呢，有些那些他这操心给没那个收入，因为他现在是用的多少嘛，就大概他抓这个手机嘛的，抓了挺多。
It has become a sort of a custom.
因为刚才俺都逛街呗，因为刚才这看对几手，看对七八年呢，这年年的七十多银子，我感谢啊嘞。这东南路买的时候，这个唐山那有的时候，真的用下来过。那个的就是了，这写的话，这里面就在那，或者五十几年，因为隔离里啊，他控制单位呢，其实我们恐怕第一次给那拉着点钱，哎，过。
It has become a sort of a tradition now that although many of these daily practices are meant for meditation, it has become a sort of a custom that. People simply recite them, and recitation is now seen more as a practice of dharma. In reality, it is actually the meditation, the contemplation, that is the real practice of dharma. However, when you engage in such practices, of course, because of our long habituation to forms of procrastination, and also there are a lot of obstacles within us that hinder us in fully engaging in the practices with total immersion. There are a lot of obstacles, so these need to be gradually overcome. So if you continue to practice with diligence and also with greater determination, and over time, it's a question of familiarity, it's a question of developing familiarity with the practice, that it becomes easier and easier, and also less, there will be less and less obstacles.
Right.